This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Peace between Iran-backed forces and Israel has been swift amid fears that Iran will ramp up its nuclear ambitions.
If that happens, we could have a dramatic escalation of conflict in the Middle East to the point that it would really raise concerns about whether or not we could contain that conflict or whether we're on the precipice of a world war.
Retired four-star general and Fox News senior strategic analyst General Jack Keane joins us tonight. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, good to see you, Shannon.
Okay, so obviously the Syrian war has opened up an opportunity for Iran to move facilities, people, even weaponry into Syria, giving it a much cleaner shot at Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu says, we're not going to stand for that. He said this, quote, the international community must prevent the entrenchment of the al-Quds force in Syria. Iran crossed a red line, and we responded proportionally. How big is the problem?
The problem is huge. I mean, what the Iranians have done, Syria represents a strategic anchor for them. Every single year since the Islamic Republic of Iran was formed in 1980, they have said that they intend as a strategic objective to destroy the state of Israel. They've got 130,000 missiles and rockets in the Hezbollah's hands right now in Lebanon. What they're trying to do is replicate that in southern Syria with tens of thousands of rockets. They already brought in to prop up the Assad regime tens of thousands of their proxies. That is why we squandered the opportunities to push back on this a number of years ago during the Obama administration. It has brought us to this problem where our closest ally in the region is being threatened. Its very sovereignty is being threatened by the Iranians. So where are we heading with this? The attack that the Iranians led was done by Qasem Soleimani. He is 20 years the head of the Quds Force. He works for no military leader. He works for the supreme leader. He's a combination of the CIA and special operations forces. So this is a calculated move on their part to really encroach on Israel. And Israel has drawn a red line, Shannon. They're going to go after them. They cannot afford to let them rain missiles and rockets on Tel Aviv and Jerusalem from multiple locations, which would overwhelm their defenses. If that happened, we would have a war with Israel and Lebanon and also with Iran. So there is a path here where war could break out with Israel and Lebanon and the Iranians for sure.
Okay, what are we to make of this? Iran's president has, you know, we think of it in terms of the Ayatollahs are calling the shots over there. The supreme leader is calling the shots. But Hassan Rouhani says this, apparently that he's talked to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, saying he doesn't want any new tensions there. He says, quote, Iran has always sought to reduce tensions in the region, trying to strengthen security and stability. That's allegedly part of a phone call those two had.
That's just a bold-faced lie, and the facts don't support any of that whatsoever. Of course, they're nestling up next to the Europeans here. The Iranians are not going to pull out of this deal initially because it's to their economic benefit to stay in it. They're going to take sanctions from the United States, and I hope they're comprehensive as they possibly can be. Secretary Mnuchin said they would be. But they don't want sanctions also imposed on them from the Europeans. So that's why they're going to stay in the deal for the near term. And I trust that our sanctions are tough, and I think we also should be sanctioning European companies that are doing business with them. We worked for months to try to bring the Europeans around. They agreed on the secret sites prohibition being removed. They agreed on ballistic missiles prohibition being removed and that being added to the nuclear deal. They did not agree on the sunset clauses being removed, and that means that Iran has a pathway to a nuclear weapon. Why didn't they agree to that? Because they knew the Iranians would balk, and as a result of that, sanctions would have to be imposed because the Iranians would pull out of the deal, and they don't want to lose the financial interest that they have in Iran right now. That's the dirty little secret that we have. Notice that our Sunni Arab allies in Israel are all for the decision that the president made. They believe that that decision enhances their security. It doesn't do what Secretary Panetta is suggesting, that we're on the cusp of possibly World War III. That's not going to happen.
Thank you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you coming up here right now. Steve Arterburn joins us. Steven, of course, we've known for many years from his radio shows, his ministry, and we're here to talk about the Life Recovery Bible, which has a phenomenal history. Tyndale House Publishers announced here recently, at the beginning of the month, the celebration of the 3 millionth Life Recovery Bible imprint, widely used in tangent with the 12-step recovery programs in correctional facilities and by individuals seeking help taking their life back from behaviors and substances that has held them back. The Life Recovery Bible has received incredible feedback in its 25 years of existence, bolstering it to the position of the best-selling recovery-specific Bible. Steve Arterburn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, talk about setting America straight. I mean, this,
yes,
in the midst of the opioid crisis and all the other stuff, you know, it's just such a thrill to be part of this Bible that has done so amazingly, shockingly well to help folks.
Well, you think about this idea when it first originated, Steve, to put this Bible together. Take us back, if you would, for the motivation of the Life Recovery Bible.
Well, somebody sent me a copy of one of the founders of AA. Bill W. was the main guy, and his buddy was Dr. Bob. And the last speech Dr. Bob gave, he said, well, Bill and I, we got these steps out of the good book, specifically 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, and the book of James. And so I just thought, well, look at all these people that probably don't even know that. Let's do something that takes these 12 steps, which are out of the Bible, let's bring people working those steps right back into the Bible. And Tyndale, when they agreed to do it, Dave Stoop and I put this together. Mm-hmm. They thought they'd sell about 100,000 to some prison ministry or something like that. They never dreamed, but we kind of felt like God was in this from the beginning. And every note that's in there that's written about a verse is from a Bible scholar from a seminary or a Christian college who is recovering. And so these prisoners or whoever gets it, you know, they're sitting there reading this and they're thinking, man, this guy, whoever wrote this, he knows where I've been living. And so we have just been so thrilled to hear the stories of folks using this Bible and really putting Christ as the center of their recovery program and the whole council of God as helping them in working the steps.
This really brings it to the heart, doesn't it, Steve?
It does. And, you know, the most amazing thing happened to me the first time I ever saw one of these. It was sitting on my shelf, Tyndale, just out. They sent it to me. And that same day, this pastor from Calvary Chapel called me and said, hey, there's this woman. I need you to talk to her. She's going to kill herself. So she came in. She was back at that time, crack was a big deal. And she'd been a crackhead. And I talked to her. And at the end, I said, you know, I don't know if that really helped you very much here. But I guess I just got this Bible. And I'm going to suggest if there's somehow you could take it home and like start in in John and just read it, it might speak to you. Well, about 6 months later, I was back at that same church. I was doing the mic check because I was going to preach there.
Mm-hmm.
And up walked this lady with that same Bible, and she was a different person. And I said, what'd you do? She said, I stopped believing the lies of Satan, started believing the truth that's found right here. And that was my first experience with the Life Recovery Bible.
You know, Steve, Paul writes about the renewing of our mind, the helmet of salvation, you know, and I think of putting on, you know, we put on the full armor of God, that one aspect of the helmet of salvation. It is a renewal process. And, you know, just for people to become addicted, they have rewired their brain to that addiction. And because they can do that, if they can see, if they rewired their brain to go in that direction toward addiction, can they not rewire their brain and their thinking to the good things?
They really can. And, you know, Jeremiah 6:14, Jeremiah was a prophet, so he was 100% right, you know, or he wouldn't have been a prophet. But he said, they treat the deep wounds of my people with superficial treatments. And that's what a lot of people do, and that doesn't produce that rewiring of the brain, that transformation, and it takes work. And he goes on to say in the 16th verse, he says, stop at the crossroads and consider which path you're going to take and find the old godly way. That's what he says, the old godly way.
Right.
Well, these 12 steps, that's the old godly way. It's being open and honest and being responsible and doing something rather than just saying, well, you know, I'm an addict, so that's why I do this. You can recover and transform your life.
Well, experts today in their research have found, you know, when we talk about rewiring the brain, that there is, you know, a biological process they're discovering that takes place. When we make bad decisions, there's an imprint on the brain they're discovering. So this just gives us further evidence. But I like what you shared in Jeremiah about going back, because I think whether it's countries, businesses, you know, we talk about all these issues on our show here, is I often share with them that any leader, a CEO, and that will take an organization back to that time and remember when they were doing great. In businesses, it's easy because you can look back to the balance sheet, right? You can see,
yep, that's right.
Hey, all right, so now what happened from this year to this year? Oh, we changed leadership. We decided to do something else, you know, whatever. But all that stuff is discovered. But that's what a good CEO will do. Will take you back to that crossroads and get you back on the right road again to remember the things of old when you were successful.
Right. And, you know, I think just like I was reading from Jeremiah there, he says, stop at the crossroads. You know, a lot of times we don't stop and he says, look around. We don't do that. And then, if you'll do that and you'll see, wow, I've been struggling this way. There is this brain plasticity you're talking about. It can be wired one way. It can be rewired the other. You can get it back, but you have to be willing to do the work. And I want to see people do that work with a Bible in their lap. And, you know, I've got all these great pictures of me sitting in maximum security prisons doing Bible studies with prisoners. They know their Bible.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, when I think it's hard to refute the truth of God when you're really looking at it and you're open, you know, to receive it. And we pray that people that put their hands on the Bible, that their hearts come along with it. And their hearts are open to the godly message that will reform them, renew them, and redeem them. It is quite a miracle. And again, we're thankful to God that he doesn't abandon us, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's right.
Not at all.
Every step of the way.
Steve Arterburn is with us, the founder of New Life Ministries, and we'll be back to talk more about the Life Recovery Bible right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey,
It's where you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our visit with Stephen Otterburn continues, founder of New Life Ministries, as well as the host of the organization's Christian counseling talk show, New Life Live. He is the teaching pastor at his church in Indianapolis, well known for his public speaking. The author and radio host has been featured on programs like Oprah, Good Morning America, CNN Live, a plethora of outlets, as you can imagine. Because when you have the good news of, and it's the good news of the gospel, but also the good news of the gospel that, you know, for those of us that know, it works. And when you have something that works, you just cannot help but share it with others. And we're talking about Tyndale Publishers' announcement and celebration of its 3 millionth life recovery Bible in print. Steve, isn't that, I mean, as somebody who has a heart to helping people, I mean, I know that's your wiring and your gift that God has blessed you with, that you've blessed others with. When you are looking for, you know, what is that word? What is that appropriately spoken word that the Bible talks about that touches somebody's heart, that makes a difference? That gives you some satisfaction and confirmation that you're doing what God's called you to do, does it not?
Well, it does. And it's just, you know, I have these stories of, hey, I didn't know what to do. I knew I was an addict, and somebody gave me this Bible. And, boy, it's just exciting when that Bible leads them to recovery. There was a journalist, Bill Moyers, and his son,
yes,
Hope Moyers, wrote a book. And in that book, he talks about he'd been through over 10 treatment programs, but in this final treatment program, he asked the guy to get him one of these life recovery Bibles that he had seen in a previous treatment, and he says that was the thing that made all the difference in the world. We hear that all the time, and very rewarding. I want to let people know that if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, by the way, we have a life recovery conference coming up on, it's May 18th and 19th there, and 18th and 19th in Washington, D.C., and you can be part of that. It's a Friday, Saturday event, and you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could also get a copy of this Bible at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Wow, that's excellent. So May 18th, 19th, this conference, 2 days dedicated to recovery, life recovery, as you say, and you do this around the country, right, Steve?
Oh yeah, and we do it every we do one a year. But this one is in the East. And again, like I say, if you just call, we got a call center, great people there. They would love to talk with you, and you just call them up and let them know, you know, this is what you want, and we'll sign you up.
You know, for people that have been struggling with addiction, and you know, like just the one story anecdotally, I mean, you say, well, you know, they tried 10 different, you know, options and that sort of thing. You know, it's like, I want to sound like Donald Trump in a way. It's like, look, what have you got to lose? Have you tried everything else, you know? And there is this resistance of, you know, of having anything to do with God and the Bible. But that is what you will find out, the source of all truth. And then you'll probably hit yourself in the head and said, what took me so long? I want to say to people that want to resist, you know, their own recovery by turning their backs on God, and God is the source who can help them.
Well, and the thing is, usually we're such geniuses. You know, the thing we resist the most is the thing that we often need the most.
Isn't that ironic?
And, yeah. And so, you know, if you find yourself in that position, well, you've got good company. We've all been there. And many of us are in some way or another, we're still there. So don't beat yourself up, but just say, look, I'm like everybody else. I have a human nature. I don't understand what I do all the time. And go get the help that you need. And it can really begin just by sitting down, just like the first lady that ever came to me. You get this Bible, go to the book of John and start there. And right there is a whole recovery program designed by God to transform your life. And people say, well, what do I need to do to change? Well, we talk about all the time, all you need to do is just do the next right thing.
Exactly.
And when you start to do that, things happen in your life, literally, you never thought could, and other people never thought that they would happen either. So get on a different path. It's the old path that God laid out for us, and they're summarized in the 12 steps, and this Bible is a great, great tool mm-hmm. to go right along with your 12-step study.
See, when you say do the right thing, our audience has heard me often refer to, you know, the conversation that God had with Cain after his sacrifice was rejected. Because, you know, Cain thought he had a better idea than God did. I mean, God was real specific as to what he accepted. But Cain said, well, you know, and then he gets all depressed because God didn't accept the sacrifice. And what right. rings through the millennia, to your point, is what God told him. And it says, and this is one version of that conversation. It says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is one of those, you know, Selah messages, you know, those Selah moments that you really need to pause, you know, like you say, when you're at that crossroads and you need to pause and take account of what God is saying here. If you do right, will it not go well for you? It is those right choices that you're talking about. All those things that reflect the character of our God who created us, who instilled that character in us so that we could fulfill our God-given destiny.
Yeah. Well, it's important that we say, here's where I want to be. Here's where God wants me to be. What's standing in my way? And, you know, this Bible isn't just for people with drug addict problems. If you need some help in getting back on the track, this is going to help you get there. I just guarantee you. You'll never find another Bible like it. And it's not an accident that 3 million copies are out there. I would just say this too, you know, call us and just talk to us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about the conference. There are other, products that are associated with this. There's a workbook that hundreds of thousands of people have gone through, and it will help you navigate a course that's based on the truth of Jesus Christ, not on somebody's opinion of the day.
Yeah. And this caution, it is a process. It starts today if you want. If you want to do something different, and keep in mind for however long you've been dealing with this addiction, it's kind of like losing weight. You know, people want to decide that, well, I want to lose weight overnight. Well, you know, it took you 20 years to get where you are, so it might take some time to reverse that course. But with God's help, you'd be surprised how, you know, like in the case of this young woman that you spoke of earlier, 6 months later, and I got to imagine her outer image had changed as well as her inner image.
No question about it. Yep.
Isn't that incredible? Wow.
Yeah. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about it and get you a copy.
And don't forget, we've got the Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. The date, Stephen?
It's May 18th and 19th.
Well, he says the Bible is the greatest recovery book ever written. The goal of the Life Recovery Bible is to help those with addiction move from wherever they are to a place closer to God, closer to those who love them, and closer to those who may have given up on them. Over the past 25 years, Stephen says, we've heard of thousands of people whose lives have been changed through the pages of this Bible. Steve Arteburn, an honor to have you with us. Appreciate the time, and congratulations to Tyndale and to you and David Stoop as well for the Life Recovery Bible. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Keep up the great work.
God bless.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you. Why not, huh? Happy to be sharing a part of your day with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Finding Jesus in Israel through the Holy Land on the road less traveled is the subject of our next interview with Buck Storm. Interesting background here, especially in light of Israel's 70th anniversary coming up next week. Finding Jesus in Israel is the tale of a traveler's journey, a book for travel veterans, people with wanderlust, or readers who just love a good story. We're all shaped and transformed by the oceans we sail, deserts, mountains, valleys we wander, and the people we meet along the way. And as any traveler worth his salt knows, the real trip happens within. Sunday school stories are no longer just stories. Israel is a tangible place populated with living souls. I can tell you that after my visit, in Israel myself, what Buck is writing here about is true. Suddenly, there's a reality to your Bible and the stories that you've heard all along after subjecting yourself, and I mean this in a very positive way, and experiencing Israel. For Buck Storm, that was his journey, finding Jesus in Israel through the Holy Land on the road less travel. A little bit about Buck here. He might be embarrassed to hear us brag about him. He grew up in Yuma, Arizona, true son of the American Southwest, critically acclaimed touring singer, songwriter, author of two novels, Truck Stop Jesus and the Salo Award finalist, The Miracle Man. Whether lyrics or prose, Buck writes about this mixed up, out of control, beautiful cacophony we call humanity. Isn't it fun, Buck Storm?
It is. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us and your insight into finding Jesus in Israel. What an experience. I mean, you know, you go to the Holy Land and you really have this sense of being on hallowed ground. And maybe that's what paused you a bit to even take on this project.
You know, it really did. I had some requests for quite a long time from my literary agent to write a book, kind of from a songwriter's point of view. And gosh, I've got so many good friends that are brilliant people, you know, politicians and theologians even. And I really felt like maybe I wasn't the guy for the job. But, you know, the thing about Israel, there is a story in every face, and you know, the lines on the faces even, and every stone tells a story. So as a storyteller, it was kind of irresistible in the end for me.
Well, you know, for me, my insight to Israel even started on the plane, you know, surrounded by, you know, and I was where I ended up in the plane. I was around the religious factor. You know, so there were Hasidics nearby, but open and friendly. And of course, it was obvious that I wasn't from Israel and an American traveling to Israel. And it was a joy. I mean, we spent hours on that flight, and the story and experience for me started on the plane. How about for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, especially your first time going, there's such an anticipation. You know, there's a guy in this wonderful guy. He's a shop owner down in the old Jewish quarter. His name's Moshe. And he says something I just love. He says, if you're in Israel, then God has called you to Israel. He's invited you. And there's something special about that place. It's absolutely. And it begins, I think, even when you first think about committing to going, you know, God begins to do a work in you.
Yeah, all in preparation, but I'll tell you, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was blessed because I went with a bunch of pastors that soon became friends and fellow travelers, and it was quite the experience, including one pastor from Texas that had it with hummus. Because it was hummus everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I remember one of the first times I was there in one of the guys, I love the food in Israel. It's one of my favorite things. But, right. You know, I remember a buddy that he's a meat and potatoes guy. And, you know, they would think it was maybe one of the first McDonald's over there. And we saw those golden arches kind of on the horizon. This guy, I swear that angels were singing to him, you know. But, yeah, he'd had it with the hummus and the pita and the falafel and all the good stuff. He wanted a Big Mac, you know.
Well, the other thing I got to tell you, you know, as far as, you know, European cultures go, I was surprised even at dinner how much food they handed out. I was telling my wife, because I said the food just kept on coming. I mean, we had it was almost like the first round. We had all these vegetables and there was some fish, and oh, it was awesome. And then next thing you know, it's like there's these big platters of you know, of lamb and meat and everything. I'm going, oh, how are you going to eat all this stuff? This is incredible.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. You know, definitely in the Middle Eastern culture, you know, eating is it's not just a meal. It's an event, you know.
Yes.
It's fellowship is built around food. Mm-hmm. And one thing I love, you know, especially in Israel, people say, well, they had, you know, do they have anything organic? And basically there is no such thing as organic in Israel, because everything is organic.
Everything is organic,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Everything's fresh. Everything's grown. It's the culinary experience in Israel is tops.
Well, the amazing thing for me, I love bread, and I have to be careful with it. In Israel, I didn't have a problem, and I'm not sure I understood exactly why. Ingredients, the way it's prepared, because I kept asking people, and maybe they just didn't understand, you know, the Western confusion and how we've messed up that staple. But in Israel, my body did not reject bread. It was joyful once again being able to consume bread. You know, it was awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. Simple things. Well, as you say, every face is a story. You know, throughout your journey, you mentioned the gentleman in the old district of, I take it was in Jerusalem, right?
Yeah, that was in Jerusalem, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what other, I'm sure you've got a million stories to tell.
Oh, gosh. You know, the one thing that we've done over the years is, you know, kind of get off some of these tours. And the tours are great, but getting off, you know, kind of stepping out and getting into the culture and meeting people, and there's, you know, it's like anywhere. People are people. And I think people are, you know, these are people that God loves and God's passionate about it. And, you know, you meet some wonderful, wonderful folks. I mean, yeah, there's so many people ask me all the time, what's your favorite story? And I just, gosh, that's so difficult to say. I was just thinking this morning about a guy that down in, up in Tiberias, actually up in the Galilee. I was standing there one night just by myself. My wife, I think, was in a shop or something, and I was just killing time on the boardwalk. And this Jewish fellow walks up, and I can see him coming from across the way, and he's holding up two fingers, and he's yelling at me, two things. And I'm thinking, I'm looking around, is he talking to me? And he comes up to me, and he says, if we're going to have this conversation, there's two things you can't mention. And I'm thinking, well, I guess I'm having a conversation with this guy, you know. And it was great. You know, just this aggressive personality, but just a wonderful guy. He says two things, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. These are two things. And then of course, he starts in on a diatribe about those two people for the next 30 minutes. And I said, you know, you've broken your rules. You talked about everything you're not supposed to talk about, you know.
Isn't that funny when people set up parameters and that's the very thing they want to talk about? It was interesting. I had gone at a time when the conversation was geared towards Donald Trump. Lots of inquiry about Donald Trump. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny that the politics over there. Yeah, well, of course, everything is, you know, it's pretty inflammatory. And, everything's kind of bubbling close to the surface in Israel. So they're very interested in world politics there, and especially American politics. And of course, it all depends on who you're talking to, which way, you know, which slant the conversation, which way it's going to go. But it's pretty fascinating.
Well, they're still a bit cautious, you know, about America. You know, though we've been there to support them, there's still lots of questions and doubt about this country. Of course, what was going on previously under the Obama administration, I understood that. What we're seeing now, certainly with America moving its embassy to Jerusalem, doing something that it said it would long do, that other leaders, I mean, hey, they all know that Jerusalem is the seat of Israel. And now, officially, the United States will mark that distinction, you know, next week for its 70th anniversary. We're talking with Buck Storm, his book, Finding Jesus in Israel, a bit of a travel guide and travel experiences as the sojourner is sharing with us. And we've got more from him after this. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
It's all rumor, Buckstorm, I'm telling you. Finding Jesus in Israel is the title of his book, Through the Holy Land, On the Road Less Traveled. Less traveled because you decided to go out and get amongst them, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, I have to just say, point out the brilliance of jumping into a segment on Israel with a bacon commercial. That was great. Just go out and get among the people, man. You know, that's what traveling's really all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives you a really deeper perspective. I know whenever I've traveled, my most enjoyable times have been in interacting with folks, because you really get to understand it. Because when you're going in, and as you say, and you're part of the travelcade and the tour buses and that sort of thing, I there's value in terms of an broad brush perspective, but sure. To really appreciate the nuance and the culture. It happens, connecting to the people.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to say Israel. You know, the Israelis have a great coffee culture. You know, they for them sitting down. It's not just a paper cup to go. It's sitting down and having this interaction. And if you really get out and really dig in, people are often willing to talk and share their lives with you. You know, exactly. Maybe Israel a little more closed than some countries, but still, people will love to understand that we're interested in something other than just, rocks and bones and dust in historical sites. And so I find that being in Israel and just, stopping at a gas station or walking through a grocery store, getting into places where the tour buses might not go, taking a few miles off the road. That people are really eager to, they'll say, well, what are you doing here? And to sit down and have a dialogue is, you find out a lot about yourself in those situations.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, it's not an American 60-second kind of interaction. You sit down with a cup of coffee and you can be there. And before you know it, a couple of hours have gone by, but some of the most delightful hours you'll ever spend. And I found the same thing. People are very giving, very curious, and fascinated. I mean, because here's a way for them to connect with the outside world and to feel like, okay, good. I don't have to worry about, for a moment that somebody's going to threaten me or that there's going to be some sort of, rockets red glare because, they're constantly under attack and on guard. I mean, their corporate safety, a lot different than what we consider here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one thing that's really glaring to me, being in Israel, is the patriotism for the country. Even in the young people, you know, in America, and I don't mean to paint all young people with a broad brush, because I certainly know, you know, that's not fair. But you know, in our colleges here, we teach, you know, our kids are often taught that we are the enemy, you know, in our own, you know, on our own country. And in Israel, there's a real sense of patriotism, even in the young people, and it's born out of necessity. I mean, you've got countries all around you that you know, their life goal is that there's not an inch of Israeli soil. You know, so
exactly.
you've got to step up to the plate and fight for what you love.
And in a practical sense, I mean, you talk about the young people, they've got skin in the game. They all invest 2 years in the IDF. Israeli Defense Force.
Absolutely.
And, boy, I'll tell you, that is, forget about any indoctrination at any educational institution. You carry a gun with you, you know, to work, you know, in defending the country, and you bring it home, and you see all the other representatives and all the other young people who are there, and also being aware that if the call goes up, within, I think it's like 72 hours, you know, you've got battalions of people ready to come in and support Israel from the inside, from the very people that enjoy Israel and live there.
Oh, sure. I mean, everybody's a soldier.
Yes.
You know, you talk about these kids, you know, conscripted into the army at 18. One of the things it's a real sobering experience. It has been for me. Several times I've visited Yad Vashem, you know, the Holocaust Memorial Museum, and you see these young recruits. One of the things they do is take them through that museum and to watch them kind of, you know, experiencing the Holocaust over again.
Yeah.
Boy, that's got to put a fire in you to, you know, to make sure history does not repeat itself. And I've had great conversations with some of the guys that are, you know, reservists, and some of the, you know, gosh, one that had been called up, you know, for the War of Yad Vashem, and told stories about, you know, his experiences, and still, I mean, these people are ready to defend what is precious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's almost impossible. I don't even know if it's possible to go to Israel and not have some sort of spiritual impact on your very soul, because the history, it's just... It's like you say, every rock in Israel, and that was the other thing, too. I remember, you know, coming back and telling my wife and talking to my mother that, you know, the rubble, there's lots of rubble there where you just see, you know, cultures on top of cultures. You know, for people that might be interested in archaeology, boy, you know, you go there and it's quite the study, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it's interesting. I think even more so, it seems like it's picking up steam, but every time I open the, you know, my computer and read the news, it seems like there's some new archaeological find. And I've had the pleasure of actually being in some fairly new archaeological finds that really support the veracity of the Bible, of the Christian scripture. And, you know, but I also, on the flip side of that, let me just say this real quick. I'm real careful not to lean into kind of, you know, Israel worship too. Because, I mean, Israel is the history, and it's beautiful. And, you know, and you go there, and suddenly it's not this flannel graph Sunday school picture of Scripture. But
right.
you are understanding the geography. But what I love about Israel is really it's kind of the snapshot into God's interaction with man. I mean, you know, God is love. And so you see, I see God's loving hand on people of all cultures. And, you know, Israel can be a very secular place, which surprises a lot of, you know, spiritual people that go over there.
Exactly.
Yet God is radically in love with these people. And as he is in love with the people in San Diego and Yuma, Arizona, and Clarinda, Idaho, or Iowa, you know, I mean, God is in love with mankind. And I think there is sort of this microcosm of that. And it's just something great to see.
And you bring up a good point, you know, for those that go with a spiritual context and sensitivity, it might be just a little bit of a shock to realize that Israel is very secular.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very secular nation. And it can also be a very, on the other side of that, a very religious culture, but this is also, a religion that can be very legalistic and closed. And so that sometimes disappoints people because, mm-hmm. They sort of want to encounter this spiritual utopia. But, I think that one reason that God seems so present when you go to Israel is because you go within, especially those who have, from the Christian faith or, we might go with a little more open spiritual heart, hoping to encounter God. And when we hope to encounter God, we will encounter God. And that's, mm-hmm. that's something that I think people really see when they go over there. Their hearts are a little more soft, a little softer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great thing.
Well, as the one gentleman said, I think very wisely, that it is God that draws you to Israel. And we know from his word, he says that, of all places, that God would place his name. He placed it in Jerusalem. That says something. So that, to me, is, quite convicting and draws me. And there was something real special there. Even going to the wall, what some used to call the weeping wall, the prayer wall there.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, what a special experience. How about for you, Buck?
Yeah, I actually write about that in the book, and that is, Jerusalem is. I remember the first time I saw, you kind of crest the hill and you see the city, the old city, and it is a very special time. But I remember the first time going actually to the wall. It was wonderful, a little sad because I felt like a lot of people were, there's a culture there that's kind of crying out for God, in a certain very religious way. I remember the Apostle Paul on Mars Hill, he said, they cry for me in the dark and shade, I'm not far from them. And I think there's an element of that, which I think is a little sad, because I feel like, there's this desperation where there could be a peace. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does, yeah.
Whatever way you approach it, it's definitely an amazing spiritual experience. Absolutely.
Well, and as you say, you get the whole splendor of diversity there, people coming to the wall, Hasidics, Orthodox Jews, others that come there and celebrate a Sabbath day and the start, and the way they come in singing and dancing, it is a celebration and an acknowledgement of God's gift to humanity to take some time off, right?
You can't help but be swept up in it. Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. So the big takeaway for you as we wrap things up here, Buck Storm, was...
Well, I think that the fact that God is still active and involved in the lives of men, and Israel is a great picture of that.
Amen. Well, there it is. His book, Finding Jesus in Israel, available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website as well, along with this interview. So if you would like to share it with others, we're givers, so just pass it on. And they will enjoy the conversation that we enjoyed this morning with Buck Storm. Through the Holy Land, on the road less traveled, finding Jesus in Israel. Buck Storm, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare.